whatever pre-existing injury you had, it needs to be aggressively or severely agitate. The new injury has to severely agitate the existing injury, and there needs to be a relationship, a nexus. So if I was born blind in one eye and I lose my eye at work, I would have access to the second injury fund because I would be totally disabled. If I had hurt my knee at my previous employer and then I hurt my elbow at my new employer, those two things would cover because they were work-related. If I chopped off my foot when I was working on my boat at home and then I came in and I lost a finger, that would not qualify because those two injuries are not related, nor was one was done at home. So the idea behind it was to get back to somebody that was totally disabled. So if I was born without an arm, and I had my other arm chopped off at work, I'm totally disabled, and those two things are related. If I had an injury on my lumbar number 7, and then my second injury, and I did that in a car accident, my second injury injured lumbar number 9, those two things would be related. It aggressively hurt the existing injury, and I could get access to the second injury fund. It was another way to make sure that those people who are permanently disabled that cannot work have an access to the second injury fund. So all the other reforms in Senate Bill 1 are existing to be there. The other change to the second injury fund is we need working capital to get this problem solved. The last couple of weeks of debate, we've talked about allowing the director go from 3% up to 6% to solve the backlog of 30,000 cases, but that wasn't starting until January of 15. What we've said is we need to start that in January of 14, and for the last two quarters of this fiscal year, or this calendar year, we need to get some money into this account so the Attorney General can start processing through some of these claims and get the ball rolling. And also, this does help us pay it off sooner. So you will see an additional 1.5% for the last two quarters of this year. And then January of 14, the director can take it up to the 6% that we had debated previously that is out there. The other thing that changed was we had some debate on who should be able to approve settlements above $60,000 in reference to the Shamel decision for those larger things that was paid due to the death benefit before we fixed the Shamel decision. There's still a handful of those cases that are floating out there. We had originally said it was the President Pro Tem and the Speaker of the House. Another senator brought it to our attention that could be a conflict of separations of powers because you have an executive branch function and you're bringing in pieces of the legislature. So we changed that to the auditor under the treasurer and the attorney general, which are all kind of in the executive branch of government. That was a change that was in there. And then we also changed the summary judgment interest rate. It wasn't 9%. Originally, we put it at prime. And we added that it would be prime or 5%, whichever is higher. It's kind of a red herring because if you've solved the backlog of 30,000 cases, you won't have any interest being accruing because you're settling these cases moving forward. But that would change the interest rate until we get the backlogs of those cases, which is a reduction, which is good because it will help lower the exposure. Because right now it cost us $14 million in interest just from last year to this year on the backlogs of those cases. So that is some changes to the second injury fund.